Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Well, we praise God for each and every one of you. I'm just so blessed every time I look at our studio and see how many people are here this morning, on this December morning. The month is marching on. Hallelujah. So good to see each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom is here looking all bright and shiny this morning, and she's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Say hi to everybody. Hi. Take your
good
time.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And give us.
And forgive us.
And forgive us our trespass.
As we
forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory. Forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Mom. We thank God for that good memory this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being with us,
and
standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president. And give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all of the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Lord. We just thank you right now. We thank you for Pastor Mom. We thank you for the strength in her today, Lord God. We thank you for the focus of her eyes in the name of Jesus. And what the doctors are saying about the scar tissue in the back of her eyes, we thank you for healing it right now, that she can see and be able to focus on one line at a time. We give you praise for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, as I said, it's so good to see all of you on this second Sunday of December. Hallelujah. This year begins to close out. The Lord is speaking. Oh, my goodness. He's speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking. And he's speaking to me, so I know he's speaking to you, too. Amen. Let's go on to our scripture, Psalm 100. Psalm 100, we're going to read the whole psalm together. Amen. Okay, let's read in the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Let's go now to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. As we magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read Psalm 34, 1 through 3. King James. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. So we're on this wonderful journey with the Lord. So Lord, to just know more about who he is. Amen. Or Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? And they started saying a bunch of stuff, maybe John the Baptist, maybe Elijah, you know, and all that. And he said, well, then who do you say that I am? Amen. And they began to say who he was. And Peter said, you know, who he was, you know, you are the God. You know, you are the true and the living God. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, Peter knew who he was. And that's so important because those are words of worship. Hallelujah. So we are collecting those words of worship. We're collecting the words of who he is, the names of who he is, his attributes. We're collecting those. We're putting them together because if we don't need him now, we don't need him because we're going to need to know who he is and all as much about him as we can possibly know. We can spend our whole life doing that and never finish. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's fun to do it. Amen. So I've been kind of collecting some songs that have who the Lord is, who we can call him when he says, who do you say I am? Amen. And we can tell him who he is and learn more about him. So this morning we're hearing a song called Awesome. Amen.
Somebody lift your hand. We celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign.
my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, you are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Hallelujah, you're the awesome provider. You're the awesome protector. You're the awesome healer. You're the awesome mountain mover. You're the awesome keeper in the valley. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Shalabasonalabasie. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you high, oh Lord. You are awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Rabase Keramandeste, Hirobahoshe Karabasia. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome. And we love you, Lord, we love you, Lord. You're awesome, lover of our soul. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are high and lifted up, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy, Lord God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name today, Lord. Oh, Rabase, Rabahoshe, Kiranamasi. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise you, Lord God. Hey, Rabahoshe, Kiranamasi, Orohosa. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you today, Lord God. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, do we bless him today? He's worthy today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just the anointing just filled the place. I pray that his anointing filled your place too. Hallelujah. And you could just bathe in that presence of the Lord as we just sang and called out who he is and his attributes. Amen. If you haven't done it already, add that to your worship time with the Lord. Add that to it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. We're going into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He's here all the time. We just have to enter in, and we thank God for giving us the opportunity and even the ability to enter into his presence any time of the day or night. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope that was as good for you as it was for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our declarations. Glory to God. We've been declaring and decreeing some things out of the word of God. Hallelujah. He's told us about this. This has been over a year now. And we are just, you know, declaring and decreeing the word of God. Hallelujah. As Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. So there's some things that we need to speak out of our mouths. We need to declare it into the atmosphere. And when we put it in the atmosphere, it goes into our ears. Hallelujah. And it's established in the atmosphere, and it's established in us. Glory to God. And light shall shine upon our ways. Excuse me, Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mon. That's right. The word of our God stands forever. And when we stand on the word of God, hallelujah, we know we're standing on his word that stands forever. Amen. So repeat these declarations after me. Glory to God. We're going to take a little time today, and we're going to go through all of our declarations that we have here on this page. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So get yourself ready and be fully engaged. Hallelujah. Speak these things out because I'm telling you, it's meaningful. Amen. Even though you may be by yourself, even though you may be with somebody, declare and decree it with us. Let's go. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the stream of water. Amen, amen. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Let's continue. Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus
that touches my body,
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function. And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body.
That's any malfunction.
Amen.
In my body.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Now, I just got to stop and say something. There's some really strange, weird things that are trying to come up on the bodies of people these days. You know, different rashes and bumps and bleeding in odd areas and things like that. This covers it. This declaration covers it. Whatever malfunction it is, in the name of Jesus, it's got to go. It is forbidden. In Jesus' name. Let's go on. Repeat after me. Great is the peace.
Of my children.
And children's children. For they are taught.
Of the Lord.
Amen. That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the enemy can't get to us, but he'll try to get to our children and our children's children. And so we have to declare and decree peace over them as well in the name of Jesus. Repeat after me, I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus. Amen. That's Philippians 4:19. Oh, yeah, there's stuff that's going on now that's trying to make us feel like there's lack with all of this super inflation that's going on all around. But we have no lack in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's do another declaration. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth
comes to me.
Teaches me all things.
He guides me
into all truth.
Therefore,
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance
that I come up
against.
I ask
for the wisdom
of God. Amen. That's from John 16:13 and James 1 and verse 5. Amen. And I will tell you, I guess I'm kind of speaking or preaching in between these declarations today, But I'm telling you that when the Lord gives us the spirit of truth and he teaches us all things and guides us, hallelujah. I mean, in the natural, we can't have perfect knowledge of every situation and circumstance. But by the spirit of the true and living God, hallelujah, he can tell us to do things that we had no clue about how to do. Because different situations and circumstances are coming up these days. Hallelujah. He's there with the wisdom as we ask for it, and we just did. Glory to God. Let's continue on. The peace of God. Repeat after me. The peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends.
That transcends.
All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things.
I think on things.
That are true.
That are true.
Noble.
Noble.
Right.
Right.
Pure.
Pure.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Admirable.
Excellent.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy.
And praiseworthy.
Hallelujah. That's from Philippians 4:7-8. Amen. And God will give us that peace. There's so much going on. People are going home to be with the Lord. People are getting out of here very quickly. And we need the peace of God that transcends all understanding of God, our hearts and our minds. It may not be somebody in our family, but it may be somebody in a close friend's family. And we need to hold on to that peace. Hallelujah. For us and for them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord is just reminding me of a scripture that has just blessed me so much when my mind starts going someplace and I know it shouldn't be going there. There's a scripture in Hebrews 9:14 that says that the blood of Jesus is able to purge our conscience from every dead work. So sometimes things just roll around in our heads over and over and over again. But the Lord knows by his blood, the blood of Jesus, able to purge that out of our conscience. So that thing, that situation, that circumstance won't keep rolling over and over in our heads. And we can just say, repeat after me. I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus
over my mind,
over my mind,
over my consciousness,
over my consciousness,
over my subconsciousness,
over my subconsciousness,
and to purge out, every dead work,
every dead work,
so that I can think,
so that I can think
on things. That are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent,
and
praiseworthy.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
And Joyce Meyer said once, I think she even did a book about it, think about what you're thinking about. Hallelujah. And thoughts just it doesn't have the freedom to just roll around in your head. We can stop thoughts that are going on. And if they still try to continue, the blood of Jesus works. It does work, even in the spirit of our minds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's well able to do that, and we give him all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now the last declaration, repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given me.
Everything I need.
Everything I need.
For life.
For life.
And godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore.
Therefore,
I participate in his divine nature, of love.
Of love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. So we just thank God. Oh, and the scriptures that go with that are Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Praise God. Praise God. I just got a text that said, thank you for that prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I see you all are responding via text. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. You know, we've been led by the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there's some things that he wants to do definitely, definitely, definitely in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Let's go into some praise and worship. You know, we're still in prayer for Sister McDowell and her family. For those of you who may not know, Sister McDowell is the one who sings the song in the beginning, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. And she's also recorded some praise and worship for us. And she's so on my heart this morning. So we're going to hear her do some praise and worship this morning. She has a daughter who is 18 years old, who was going through cancer for 6 years since she was 12, and her daughter went home to be with the Lord last month. So she's, you know, fresh in the bereavement that she's going through, and, you know, she loves the Lord so much, and we just want to keep Sister Charlene McDowell and her entire family in prayer. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to listen to some of the praise and worship that she's recorded for us. Amen.
Let me live. So glad to be in the service. Lord, your steadfast love.
His mercies never come to an end. Yes, they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He's so faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up the McDowell family to you right now. I just realized their birthday, Sister McDowell's birthday and her husband, Pastor McDowell's birthday, on the same day, the 16th of this week coming up, 16th of December. Lord God, this is their first birthday since their child was born, that she won't be with them. So, Lord God, we just lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that peace beyond all understanding. We thank you for guarding their hearts in their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that their thoughts are purged by the blood of Jesus from every dead work in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that they remember all of the wonderful and the beautiful things, the lovely things, the kind things, the wonderful things about their daughter, Lord God. Hallelujah. That's what comes into their minds. And instead of the grief wave, the waves of bereavement overflowing them, they'll have waves of joy just thinking of Angelina, the sweet and wonderful things, and the beautiful time that they had with her, those 18 years. And we bless you, Lord God. Only you can do that, Lord. Only you can do that, and we thank you for doing it even right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While I'm talking about birthdays, we have another birthday coming up on the 20th, and I'm trying to think if she's going to be 98 or 99. Her birthday is the 20th, so we may talk about her again next week. But Miss Misha, she's you know, not able to get up and get around, but she's still here in the land of the living, and there's still purpose for her. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So let's go on to our we're going to pray the prayer of finances. And Minister Elaine is, some of you know her. She's no stranger to Get 'Em Radio. In fact, she's one of our substitute hosts when we can't be here. Her and Pastor Price have hosted for us. So, and she was here, I guess, about a month or so ago. And I know you don't want me to say this publicly, but I'm going to say it, Minister Elaine. She cleaned out our closet. You know, we had one of those closets that was a hot mess, and, you know, we just turned it over to her, and I'm telling you, that closet looks wonderful. So when you have a good friend who can clean out a closet, you know she can pray as well. Amen. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Good morning. God bless everyone. Good morning,
Amen.
Pastor Mom.
Hi. Hi.
Sometimes I have to tell myself, Minister Elaine, please excuse me. So you're going to pray our prayer for finances. We're going to repeat after you. And the Lord gave us this this prayer over a year ago, and it has been blessing us tremendously. So as you say it, be fully engaged in it. Pastor Mom and I are going to try to say this with you, and hopefully the lag in time will work out well.
Amen. Amen. Lord.
Lord.
I commit my finances.
I commit my finances.
To you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
May I be a good steward.
Of all that you give me.
Of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how.
As to how.
It is to be dispersed.
It is to be dispersed.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will learn to live.
That I will learn to live.
Free of burdensome debt.
Free of burdensome debt.
Where I have not been wise.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
Show me how.
Show me how.
I can help increase.
I can help increase.
My finances.
Finances.
And not decrease.
And not decrease.
Them unwisely.
Them unwisely.
Help me to remember.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will.
I pray that I will.
Find it easy to give.
Find it easy to give.
To you and to others.
To you and to others.
As you have instructed.
As you have instructed.
In your word.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
To handle money wisely.
Yes, Lord. Help me make good decisions.
Help me make good decisions.
As how to, as to how I spend.
As to how I spend.
I pray.
I pray.
I will find.
That I will find
the perfect balance.
The perfect balance.
Between spending needlessly.
Between spending needlessly.
And being miserly.
And being miserly.
Miserly. May I always be paid well.
May I always be paid well.
For the work I do.
for the work I do and may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray that I will
not be anxious about finances,
but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing that,
as I do,
I will have all I need.
And that's Luke 12:31.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Elaine. Did you want to say anything?
God is good, and he's our provider. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Hallelujah. He's an awesome provider. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may give via our Cash App, and the Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. So $ESLCCC. You can also, if you're in the Heritage House here, you can also give at the door, and we're at 2E. You may also mail in a check and make the check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, OLIVE, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen, amen. And you all have been doing all of that, Cash Apping, bringing it to the door, and mailing in checks. And so we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And now we're going to pray over our offerings. We have offerings in the basket here in the room with us. Those who are on Cash App right now, sending in your tithes or your offerings, hallelujah. Those who are writing checks even now or who have already put checks in the mail, hallelujah, we're going to pray over that right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we bless you. We thank you for the tithers, Lord. You said that if we were to give 10%, hallelujah, just try you on it, test you on it, that you would open the windows of heaven, the overflowing windows of heaven, and pour us out such a blessing that it would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, because people can have a whole lot of money and it can be lost, stolen, wasted, or devoured. But, Lord God, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so our money will not be lost. It would not be stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And we give you praise for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart to tithe 10% off of everything that we make, that we receive. Hallelujah. And then your word says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Lord God, we thank you that we are not afraid to give, even with things going on right now, inflation, things going on in our lives, in our economy, Lord God, that we will not be afraid to give, because we know it's when we give that it comes back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we always get more than we give out. So thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and giving us that knowledge and wisdom and understanding to be able to flow in giving in Jesus' name. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will bless us as you have promised us, even a thousandfold more, making us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And things that money can buy and things that money cannot begin to touch. And so, Lord, we give you praise and glory for that right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we all say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we've seen God do some great and awesome things since we have been giving. And we give him all the glory for it. Hallelujah. And I'm still in a high state of expectation for what God is doing. Extremely high state of expectation. Hallelujah. Because he has so much more in store for his people. And we give him praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Even right now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So before we get to the word, Pastor Mom is already with the word today. We're going to have one more song here before the word. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And then we're going to hear from Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. This song is by Minister Joy Bryant. She's a friend of our ministry, and it's called Your Will. Hallelujah. This reminds me of Pastor Mom's favorite song, Use Me, Lord, in Your Song.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy kingdom. King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord. Of everything, my heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your will.
Hallelujah. So here we are with Pastor Mom, the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. 89 years young. Glory to God. Next year be 90. Lord willing. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise God for you, Pastor Mom. Now,
amen.
Now, Pastor Mom believes in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And she believes that the Word of God speaks for itself. Amen. And so the words that she's going to bring today, the scriptures that she's going to say today, are the ones that she's hidden in her heart for years. Amen. So we might, there may be a little prompting to get that memory going a little bit, but these are all scriptures that she has memorized over the years. And I'm so blessed about this. I'm giving my comments before she says anything. I'm so blessed about this because, you know, and it encourages me to memorize more scripture because at 89, and like I said it earlier, that the doctors have said that there's some kind of scar tissue on her eye. And we're believing that that's going to be healed in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And whether he heals it himself or whether he heals it through laser surgery in April, praise God. So we're giving space for the Holy Ghost to do what he wants to do. Amen. But anyway, these are scriptures that Pastor Mom has memorized. Glory to God. So we're going to hear from her now. Greet everybody first, Pastor Mom, before we get started. Just say hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Amen. Okay, so she's going to start with the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our trespasses, as we forgive all who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but lead us
but deliver us.
From evil, for thine is the kingdom, and power and glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, Psalm 23. Hallelujah. The whole Psalm 23. The Lord is.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the sea of water. He restores my soul. He leads me to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou prepare
a table before me, and fear not my enemy.
Thou anointest
my head with oil.
My cup
runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That was good, Pastor Ma. You went through most of that with no prompting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is
my shepherd,
my light,
and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Yea, so
of whom shall I be afraid?
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen. Amen. And Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless my holy
name. Bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. Okay, and your very, well, we'll save your favorite one for the end, but Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day. Psalm 118. This is the day.
This is the day
that the Lord,
that the Lord has made.
Let us
rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and then the last one we'll go to is your very favorite, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways. And acknowledge him. And he will
direct
that path.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord for you, Pastor Mom. We praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I am encouraged. Praise God. I'm encouraged to memorize more scripture. Praise God. So when I get to be 89, 90 years old, I can just, you just look at me and I'll just be saying scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Straight from the word of God. Hallelujah. Standing on his word, for his word stands forever. Amen. So I hope some of you are just encouraged to memorize scripture. Today, you have some scripture memorized and you want to say it now. Then press your number one key and you can say a scripture or two that you have memorized. Maybe some of you have memorized long scriptures, but, you know, just say a scripture or two that you have memorized if you'd like to do that today. Press your number one key. Amen. Amen. And before we get to that, I see some of you are pressing your number one key now. Be encouraged. If you know a scripture from memory, encourage Pastor Mom to see that somebody's doing what she's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. What she has done. Glory to God. Before we get there, what I want to do is to just invite those. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you hear Pastor Mom at this age saying scripture that she has memorized, that not only did she memorize it, but it's in her heart. Hallelujah. And that's the memorization is the beginning of getting the scripture all in your heart. Because if you memorize it, you got to think about it too and meditate on the word. And so God will help you to do that as you receive him as your Lord and Savior. Now, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. If you don't know that scripture from memory, that's a good one to memorize. Hallelujah, because that's so important to know how much God really loves us. And why he gave Jesus for us, because he wanted us to have everlasting life. Amen. And then in Romans 10:9, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. I was listening to the scriptures this morning. I was listening to John chapter 12, and in John 12 it talks about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees they heard Jesus and they began to believe Jesus of what he was saying was true. They really believed him, but they never confessed it. They never confessed that Jesus was Lord because they were afraid of being put out of the synagogue. So they were looking at what other people would say about them if they or would turn away from them if they confessed with their mouth that Jesus was Lord. And so it's so important to say it out of your mouth, to believe it in your heart. That's one step. Believing the word of God in your heart is one step, but confessing it out of your mouth, that's what brings the salvation. Both of those have to work together, what's in your heart and what comes out of your mouth. So let's say this prayer together. Amen. Say it with all your heart. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
I believe.
I believe.
What the Bible says about you.
Yes, about you.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I know.
Now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Mom, sound like you was going into tongues for a while there. And you start thinking about heaven is your home. And hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And now we want to pray over you. We commit and command you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray right now that he will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right. Power to live right. Hallelujah. Power to be right and power to do right in the name of Jesus. And we bless God for you right now in Jesus' name. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. We invite you to come as you are now in the body of Christ. You can go to any Bible-believing church and learn more and more about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet, yes, we invite you here. We are here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This same phone number, 516-418-5699. And we have also other ways that you can learn more about the Lord through his word. So on Monday, 12 noon Central and 1 p.m. Eastern, you can be taught the Bible and with our Bible teaching called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. You will learn how to dig into the Word of God and learn more. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we all listen for interpretations and get interpretations. Hallelujah. And even as we are praying in tongues, we're praying for you. We're praying for situations, interceding all over the world. It is an awesome time. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. Then the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service, and we call that prophetic healing. That's the second Wednesday of every month. Hallelujah. So if you're in need of healing, come on, and we can pray for you for healing. We just had it last Wednesday. That was the second Wednesday of December. So we're finished for this year, but hallelujah, in January, we shall return. Glory to God. So the next healing service will be January the 12th, Wednesday, January the 12th. So mark your calendars. Set your cell phone alarm. Hallelujah. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we pray for physical healing as well as emotional healing. Glory to God, because God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Glory to God. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And that's kind of like a Christian talk show. Sometimes we have preachers on.
sometimes we have just different things on. We talked about cryptocurrency, how to buy a house, how to get your health insurance. We've talked about a lot of things from a Christian perspective. Hallelujah. And this month, we have Christian entrepreneurs on with us. Glory to God. And that's been so much fun to talk to these Christian entrepreneurs who stepped out by faith to do what they've heard the Lord tell them to do. And so on this Thursday coming up, we have Don and Veronica Anthony who will be on. They're Christians and they have a business called Pop Light. Hallelujah. So what they do with that business is popcorn. Hallelujah. So if you like popcorn, different flavors of popcorn, come on, hear their testimony, and you can get popcorn. Glory to God. Also, and hopefully that'll be in time for Christmas if you wanted to send it to someone. Also, they also do T-shirts, and they've made custom T-shirts for our family reunion. Did an excellent job with it. So come and meet them on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central. Excuse me, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will see you there. And one part of our Get'em Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. Now we're going to open up the lines. If you have any words of encouragement for Pastor Mom, if you have any scriptures you've memorized, and even if it's the first verse of it, and you can share that with us. Praise God. So press your number one key. Right now I see Minister Rachel, who has her number one key pressed. Oh, praise God. Minister Rachel, who has her number one key pressed, we're going to open a line for her. Pastor Price, we see you. If you press your number one key, hallelujah. Amen. I see more number one keys being pressed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And we were going to say this, our very dear Amber. Amber Rose is going to be 10 years old on the 28th of this month. And if you've listened to Get'em Radio before, you have heard Amber say something, Amber Rose say something. If you've been with us in Praying in Tongues Tuesday, you've heard her praying in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. So we say happy birthday to her, and we'll sing it to you. Let me see. We got a little time here just before your birthday, so we'll make sure on the 26th when we come back that we make sure we sing happy birthday to you, Miss Amber Rose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, you guys have pressed your number one key. We're going to open up the line now. Thank you so much. First, we're going to start with Minister Rachel. Then we have Pastor Price, Sister Debbie. Great to see you today. And Sister Carrie, Minister Carrie. Anyone else? Press your number one key.
Hi, everyone. Hi. All getting ready, family.
Amen. Hi. Hear from?
Oh, Renee wanted to say something, and then I wanted to read Psalms 8. I wanted to say Psalms 8 because I got to declare that because the Lord is so awesome. Okay, I'm going to give the phone to Renee just so she can say what she's going to say.
Okay.
Hi, Renee.
Thank you for praying for me.
Amen. How are you doing now?
The doctor said I'll be fine.
Okay.
It was because of stress and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue to pray for you. Amen. Because stress tries to come out in all kinds of ways, like like what you experienced with the nosebleeds and, you know, even trying to bleed through your eye. And so, Lord God, we just thank you right now for healing Renasia, Sister Renasia, in the name of Jesus. We just come against any stress right now in Jesus' name, any sinus conditions, whatever it is, Lord God, and all that it stands for, we command it to leave her now in the name of Jesus and never to return in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you, Lord God. Every bit of stress comes off of her. We see you, you spirit of stress, trying to go into her back and other parts of her body. And we say you have no right, you have no authority, and you have no permission on her in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. And every spirit of trauma that tried to come up on her, trying to bring fear and trepidation in Renasia or any of the children or in the house or even Minister Rachel, you spirit of trauma, you spirit of stress, you have no right, no authority, and no permission. Get off now in the mighty, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We bless you for it, Lord God. We thank you. And we thank you that all of that is replaced with peace beyond all understanding. Thank you for guarding their hearts and their minds, Lord God. And then even their minds will think on things that are good, lovely, true, and that are of a good report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that you are our awesome provider. You make a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way. And we bless you for doing it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Psalms 8, it says, well, it's, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And then it goes into saying, who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Hallelujah. That thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, thy heavens, yes, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, of the seas, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. Marcus and Malachi, come and say verse 9 with me.
Okay.
Say,
O Lord,
how excellent, is thy name, in all the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to hear you guys, Marcus and Malachi. Praise God. Amen.
Next year they'll be 14.
Amen.
Yep.
Now, have you ever heard Richard Smallwood sing that song, sing Psalm 8?
I'm not sure.
Okay, his name is Richard Smallwood. Look him up on YouTube. Really good song.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Okay, Pastor Price, opening up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. Been really enjoying the service today, and I thank God for every single part in every part of the service today. And especially I want to just call in and thank the Lord for you, Pastor Mom, and for that word that you spoke today. Even today, it blessed my heart, every part of it. And I just want to tell you I love you. I thank God for your continuing to flourish and to minister. And I just give glory to God for you. Thanking God for Psalms 23, Psalms 27, Psalms 118, Psalms 3 and verse 5 and 6. I love you, Pastor Mom, and that's what I wanted to just say and call and encourage you. And thank you so much for your continued obedience and letting the Lord use you for his service. God bless you, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm going back on mute.
Did you want to say a scripture that you know real quick?
Well, I know so many, but I just did said I want to just call in and encourage Pastor Mom. I also wanted to just thank God for Renasia today and Minister Rachel, because I too was praying with them. One of the things my girls have told me, keep telling me all the time, they said, Mom, it just isn't older people who go through things in their bodies. They said, Mom, it's things that we young people go through. And sometimes I was thanking God for, not that I'm thanking God for the what do you call that thing that came out, the pandemic that hit in 2020. I know that in all things we give thanks. We know all things will work together for good. And I thought about how many people got some rest. Some girls that have had to go to work and they were in pain and discomfort. And as Renee just said, there were things that be stressing them. And I've seen where with Joy and Amber, people don't know what young people, sometimes they go through, because sometimes they forget. Sometimes we don't forget, but forget what they went through in their bodies. So I thank God for what he's doing in Renasia, and it just still encourages me to pray for people, young and old, all of us, to pray and intercede and hold one up. And even with young people, I'm talking about even younger, I'm talking about children and once they even say how some children don't even get any sleep, and they have to come to school and they don't want to go to lunch because they want to take a little break to go to sleep.
Wow.
So we know that there are people that are facing so many things, and so I praise God. But that's what I wanted to share. I wasn't going to share that part, but when you asked me about the other, I just wanted to be able to thank God for Renasia being home, and thank God for my girls, and because we were interceding. This is the last one, Apostle. Last night, maybe I don't know, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden it was like I could feel somebody having some kind of heart problems. Almost like a heart attack. I knew it wasn't mine. I called the girls in the room with me, and we joined together, the three of us, in prayer to whoever this stood for, all it stood for, to lift up off of them that pain and discomfort, and it lifted. And we thank God. We hallelujah. We thank God for his move of his hand. Glory to God. So that was it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Pat.
Going back on. Yes, going back on
here
now.
Amen. All right. Sister Debbie, good to see you this morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I enjoyed all the scriptures and everything. And Pastor Mom always do an excellent job. And one of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 54:17, which says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." I have a few more of them, but that's one that sticks out to me. And also, I was calling to ask for prayer for Wayne, because he was taken to the hospital this morning. They said for the past couple of days he had been spitting up blood, and they said it was a blood clot, and they think it's a problem with his lungs.
Okay. Well, we'll surely pray for him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we join our faith together with all of the prayers that have been prayed for Wayne. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for just touching him. Lord, we send the blood of Jesus right to the spot where this is taking place right now, and then to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of it, in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is, whether it's a blood clot, whether that is even any kind of stress, Lord God, whether there's something going on in his digestive system, whatever it is and all that it stands for, we speak to it now and say, you have no right, you have no authority, you have no permission. The blood, the thing, healing blood of Jesus is against you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that you just arise over Wayne right now with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we lift up Latoya to you. We lift up all the children to you in Jesus' name. And we pray peace over their household right now in the name of Jesus, that there'll be no trauma, no fear in the house in the name of Jesus, that they'll all join together in prayer for Wayne in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we bless you for it. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Wayne's complete healing, health, and wholeness. And then, Lord God, we say, draw him nearer to you, Lord God. Draw him nearer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that he will know that you are his healer, his Lord, and his Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So let us know, okay? Keep us informed about Wayne. You know we love Wayne. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Glad you were off today. Praise God. To Carrie, opening up your line. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Press your number one key. Anyone else? Hi, Minister Carey.
Good morning, everyone. I just thank the Lord for today. I would just want to tell Mom, she is just so encouraging. Everyone is, really, just so encouraging. And, Mom, I thank you for the word today. I thank the Lord for you, Mom, that you study, give the word even now as you continue, you know, in your age, and you remember it, and it's so encouraging for me just to really stay in the Word, and not only stay in the Word, like you said, meditate upon it and declare that Word, you know, throughout the day. So I just thank the Lord. She's so encouraging. I think about her like her family. You know, I think about her like it was Psalms 127 about her children, and that encourages me so much that she's poured not only her in her, but she didn't keep it, but she poured it out on her children, and then her children is able to pour what God has done in their lives to someone else. It's like a continuing. One person affected so many people, and I just thank her for that. I want to tell her I really appreciate her. I thank you to Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Price, just everyone, really. I do. It's so encouraging to be online. The Psalms, like I'm just... The scripture that I have, that the Lord, I had to go back and just start meditating up on this again. It's comes out of Isaiah 54:10, and it said, "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant peace be removed," says the Lord, "who has mercy on you." And he gave me that, spoke that to my heart. And I said, Lord, I need to go back and meditate upon it, remember it, declare it throughout the day. So I just want to say I thank the Lord for Get 'Em Radio. Mom, I thank you for standing at your age, still serving the Lord, dedicated in the place of the Lord, and for everyone else. That's it. Thank you all.
Amen. Thank you. You want to say something, Pastor Mom?
No, I just enjoy it all.
Amen. And thank you for sharing that with us. That scripture, I got to go and check that scripture out myself. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Oh, okay. Minister Kiva. Welcome, Minister
Hi,
Kiva.
Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Hi.
How are you? Maya Altanoya?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You going to sing today?
I actually have a scripture for you.
Okay. All right. One day you're going to sing, though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. You say yes, ma'am, just like your mama. When I say something like that to her, she goes, yes, ma'am. Okay, what you got, Maya? So good to hear you today.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8.
Okay.
And, love is patient, love is kind. It is not envy. It is not boast. It is not proud. It is not dishonor others. It is self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It also protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, and they will be sealed. Where there is knowledge, and it will pass away.
Okay. So you memorized that yet?
No, but I have most of it memorized.
Okay. Amen. That's good. That is good. That's a good one to memorize and to think about.
Yeah, I love that.
Tell everybody how old you are right now.
I'm 18.
Okay. Amen. Good to have an 18-year-old with us. We praise God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Are you in school?
Yes, ma'am. I attend Nashville State Community College.
Okay. Praise God. Amen. All right. I'm looking at you, checking you out from afar. All right, so good to hear from you.
You too, thank you.
Okay, your mom, are you going to say anything, Minister Kiva?
Oh, she said no, she said hello.
Okay, well, hello to you too. Good to have you all on the line with us today. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, I think this is... Minister Fay, welcome.
Okay. Thank you. And I've enjoyed all the service thus far. And every comment everybody had to say. And I was thinking about this, the young girl that had been sick and having problems and everything. I used to be sick every month when I was married. At the end of the month, I got sick every month. And it was just my nerves. And that was a hard thing for me to learn to control. But let's see, it's Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh, so is he. When things happen to us, we can't help but think about them. But we sometimes have to, a lot of times, all the time, we have to give it over to the Lord. It says, Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things
yes.
are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Because the other
yes.
thoughts are known as toxic thoughts, and where the
mm-hmm.
it clogs up our body, where the Lord would give us peace and everything is there to bring destruction. And then when the body needs to be healed, it can't get through. Those enzymes and things can't get through. And that's in a book written by Caroline Leaf, who is a Christian. who switched off my brain. So if we can remain calm and give it to the Lord, then we're going to get through that.
Amen.
And sometimes it takes just repeating the scriptures or doing something as a diversion or whatever. But Satan, what does it say about Satan? He comes but to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right. But God.
So that's it. But God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And mm-hmm. and that praise God that that he has had you to overcome that you have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And I've mm-hmm. seen, I've gone through things, you know, in my life as well where, I mean, I didn't realize it was stress that was causing my body to act a certain way. And really I had, you know, as far as I knew, I was thinking things of God and everything. But mm-hmm. the Lord let me know that my body was rebelling against even the thoughts that I was having. And I had to mm-hmm. declare and decree over my body that it was going to line up with the word of God. Amen.
It was
and so.
It was so. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, please. It had gotten so bad with me, that I told the Lord I had to communicate with Him even before I went to work. And every day before work, I would go into my grandmother's basement, hold up my hands, and start praying, and He would be there instantaneously.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I call
you.
Instant worship. Mm-hmm. Going to that instant worship. Raise your hand up. You're there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You're there.
Hallelujah. Even what you went through, He worked it together for good.
He
glory to God.
He worked it together for good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
And I didn't know
thank you, Lord.
What I went through was going to help somebody else.
Amen.
The way he leads you.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Sharing that. Hallelujah. It brings back
thank
things
you.
To even my remembrance of how
mm-hmm.
God did with me. Oh, praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. So that looks like everybody who pressed their number one key today. You guys are really talking today. We praise God for you. Hallelujah. I see you, Pastor Catherine. Welcome. Welcome. We're about to close, but welcome for coming. I know you went to your church today. A few shout-outs here. Three Lane, Pastor Mark, good to see you today. We had Minister Mary on for a while with us today, and we praise God and everybody else we talked to you. So, well, God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We're going to have Pastor Mom give us any closing remarks as she sits here bright and shiny in her pink outfit. Praise the Lord. You know, any other comments that you want to make? And then you can close us out with prayer.
Well, everything was very nice today.
Amen. And it was nice hearing people share their scriptures that they memorized, too.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Good to have Maya on, 18-year-old on today. And the boys were on saying the scripture today, too. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got to pray for Amber Rose McQuiller, when it gets a little closer to her birthday. It's the end of this month, or the 28th. So praise God. And we're not going to have a Christmas service, but we will be, that's on a Saturday, but we will be here on the 26th. So we shall be here. Glory to God. All right. Let's close out then. Pastor.
Okay.
May the Lord watch
between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed day.